Is that file you asked for, Carter?
Oh, Mr. Woodman, did I ever tell you about my Uncle Rodney who owned the jewelry store?
Oh, Carter, please.
Mr. Woodman, you're going to like this joke. Listen, my uncle owns a jewelry store, right? So all of a sudden, he gets robbed. You know, never happened to me before. He gets robbed. He calls the cops come over. He says, I was robbed. The cop says, who was the perpetrator? My uncle said, the perpetrator was an elephant.
An elephant?
An elephant. The cop said, well, what kind of elephant was it? African elephant or Indian elephant? My uncle said, well, how should I know that? My cop says, well, an African elephant has long ears, an Indian elephant has short ears. So my uncle says, I couldn't see. He had a stocking over his head.
That's funny.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. We got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Now, girls, I know that things are a mess, but it's going to get a lot better around here when I get used to being a mother. Really.
What is a coffee percolator doing in the bathroom?
I ran out of sockets in the kitchen.
Why don't you bring the toaster in there? We'll have breakfast in the bathroom.
It's cute, Gabe.
Just a joke. Honey, where's my tie?
Your tie. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It was around here somewhere. I saw it when I was cleaning up. Don't panic.
Well, where is it?
I'm looking for it. Just wait. Now, come on.
What happened? Run out of Pampers?
Oh, it's your favorite tie.
Not anymore.
Oh, honey, I know everything's a mess. I've really let this place go downhill.
Don't worry about it. It's partly my fault. I tell you what, I'll be home at 3:30 and I'll take care of everything, all right?
Oh.
We'll go shopping and hold out till then, okay?
Yeah, sure. Don't worry about food. If I get desperate, there are some ketchup stains on this shirt.
Well, for dessert, there's some chocolate pudding stains on my navy jacket. Okay, bye-bye, girls. I'll see you, okay? Bye-bye. Why were you crying last night? You kept daddy up last night? Yes, you did. But you were so good last night. You were. You're good to the girls. Yes, it's good to the girls.
Girls, say goodbye to your father now. He's going to go to school and learn how to talk like a grown man.
Come on, Jenny. The test is tomorrow.
Now, you get your head together. Be a credit to your hair.
All right, I'm going to be serious about it now, guys. You can ask me any question you want. I can ask.
All right, let's start with the roughies. You answer this one here, you get to go to door number two. Okay, Vinny, my man. When was the Spanish Armada defeater? Answer that question to me.
Friday afternoon.
When?
All right, that's easy one. That's 1588.
That's pretty good. That's nice.
Very impressive, Vinny. Now, what is the formula for the area of a circle?
That's not an easy one. That's pi r squared.
Very good. Yeah, I'm surprised. Now, who said, get thee to a nunnery?
Not an easy one.
Hey, what are you is this?
I'm cheating. What does it look like I'm doing?
You know, Vinny, we skipped our whole lunch period just to help you here.
I know that. You're helping me, but I'm practicing. I'm practicing cheating.
Come on, Vinny, let's go. Let's wash this stuff off your hands and feet.
Well, you're going to have to give me a shower. Look at this.
What a strange place to put the Monroe Doctrine.
Hey, you want to see the Louisiana Purchase?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
What are you doing here? You're missing your favorite subject. Lunch.
Who's hungry? We're trying to help Vinny study.
Vinny, haven't you been studying for the last week?
Mr. Husha.
Yes, Mr. Washington.
Would you like to join me for a bite of lunch?
Oh, that sounds like a capital idea.
Here.
There.
Well.
Shall we say the school cafeteria?
Oh, that's a novel idea, Mr. Epstein.
Lovely.
Yes. We'll start with the pâté de garbage.
Why haven't you been studying all week?
Well, I was going to wait till tonight so you can help me.
I can't help you tonight. I got to help Julie.
Oh, of course you can help me tonight. That's how I had it planned.
Vinny, I don't care what you plan. Tonight you're on your own. I have to be with my family. That's final.
Now look, Mr. Kyle, you may not believe this or not, but I would trade my face for your brains right now. I'd trade my body, too, but I need it for the weekends.
Well, Barbarino, you ready to fail a test tomorrow?
Mr. Woodman, why don't you go take a couple days off and go hang gliding? It's good weather for it, no wind.
There's no chance, Barbarino. Oh, incidentally, just to be on the safe side, I'm making up a brand new test. This will be a breeze for Barbarino. You do know the bylaws to the Constitution of Costa Rica, don't you? How you doing, Carter?
See that? See what he does to me? I don't know nothing about Costa Rica. I've never even seen a movie.
Okay, girls, now here's the deal. You can either go to sleep or you can wash the dishes. I knew you'd take the easy way out.
Hey, how you doing, Mrs. Carter? All right, bring him in.
Boys!
I'm scared to ask, but what's wrong with Vinny?
This man is a victim of overstudy.
Notice the swollen cranial area.
36 hours with his nose in a book.
Notice the crease in his nose. His brain is on its last leg. Sounds serious.
Must be. He's not laughing.
What are you guys doing?
We're trying to get this man back to his rightful station.
To give him back the cloak of respectability.
Maybe he left his cloak at the station.
Maybe.
Possibility.
Maybe not.
Vinny, what's your problem?
Mr. Kyle wouldn't help me study, so I had to study by myself. Now my brain hurts.
Hi. What's going on here?
I think that Vinny's mental circuits are overloaded.
Couldn't be. They're not even plugged in.
Oh, this is good.
What's happening? The kid's having a relapse.
Oh, hold on.
Vinny.
What do you guys want me to do? Take the test for Vinny?
Would you? Mr. Carter, all I got to do, I'll give you my jacket, right? We'll straighten out your hair. Maybe we'll have to, like, take your mustache off and you could miss a couple questions. That way they'd know that you was me.
Vinny, go home and study.
Oh, come on, Mr. Guy. Gotta help me.
I'm going to help you to the door, and then you're going to go home, and you're going to study.
Oh. Mr. Cotter, these are not the words of a gracious host.
You know, I ain't never seen you like this.
Yep, the times, they are a-changing.
Yes, they are a-changing. Let me try and make you guys understand this. I have a wife and two babies. You guys are only part of my life. Not all of it.
Come on, let's go. We're not wanted here. Come on.
Well, I had to do it. I mean...
Well, you did it.
I know I did. But I had to do it. I mean, I was right. I was right, and I did it.
Yep. You know what you also did? You topped Woodman on their least wanted list.
Look, okay, what I did was right. Maybe I did it in the wrong way, but it was right. Right?
It was right.
Yo-ho, Mr. Cotter! Your conversation is very confusing to those of us out here.
See, I think you did it wrong, but you said it right, right?
No, I think he said it wrong, but he did it right, right?
Never mind all that. We're here to forget the past. We want you to give Vinny another chance.
I don't even want to come back here. I think it is totally undignified.
Well, anyway, me and my boys, we talked it all over. So, would you like to hear our plan?
No.
Okay. Now, you go and help Vinny study. We'll stay here and help Mrs. Cartier and the babies.
Are you guys crazy?
Yes.
I think you should go.
Look, Julie's... You do? What happened to the lady that didn't want to hear the word sweat hog?
She'll be back. This is an emergency. I think you should go. Vinny really needs your help. The guys will give me a hand.
Julie, what about,
Don't worry about the babies. They'll be fine.
Okay. I'll help Vinny. While you guys are here, you stay away from anything that moves.
Does that include the laundry? I think I just saw it take a step toward the door.
Ha-ha, Horshack. Okay, come on, Vinny, let's go.
All right, now what do you want to do first? You want to go to a movie or have some dinner or what?
Vinny, we're not going on a date.
What's the matter? Ain't good enough for you?
Okay, Vinny, so far you're doing pretty good. Now let's go on to the true-false questions.
Good, I like those. True, true, false.
When you can't answer a question before it's asked.
True.
If you keep this up, you're not going to pass.
True.
You're not taking this seriously.
False. See, now I got to treat them right in a row.
Forget about the true false. What is mitosis?
Oh, that's an easy one. Mitosis is when the cells divide. It's like one part of the cell says to the other part of the cell, look, it's been nice being with you, but I got to split.
It's very close, Vinny. Now, what happens to the single cells when they divide?
Well, the single cells go on their own and they go out to single cell bars.
Okay, very good, Vinny. But for the test, just say cells divide, mitosis, okay?
All right, cells divide.
Oh, I thought I heard vandals. What are you two doing here at this hour?
Just helping Vinny brush up on the test.
How's it going? Has he figured out how many N's in Vinny yet?
I already knew that before.
I think Vinny's going to surprise you, Mr. Woodman. He's really been cramming it in.
Yeah? Well, wait till you see what language this test is in.
boat, baby. Right boat. Don't tip the boat. Over. Rock the boat. Y'all cool? You cool? No. Rock the boat. Rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat. Over.
Hey, little one. Little one, wake up. Come on. Our work ain't quite finished here.
Oh.
Excuse me, I thought I lived here.
You do. But if you don't feel at home, we can put back the rubble. Katya, how do you like what we did?
You guys did all this?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Oh, Mr. Carter, this evening Arnold Horshack has learned the joys and responsibilities of being a little mother.
I just hope that Vinnie worked as hard as we did.
Yeah, do you think he's going to pass, Mr. Carter?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to say. Wouldn't hurt, though, if you lit a candle on your way home. See you later.
Yeah.
See
you later. Stay cool.
Bye-bye. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's get out of here before he gets mushy.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.
Sleeping Beauty. Time to get up.
Oh, hi, honey. Mr. Fons.
This place is immaculate.
Oh, honey, you shouldn't have.
I didn't.
No.
That's right, we had three little elves, and you slept through the whole thing.
I couldn't... Now, wait a minute. The last thing I remember, they were sewing your pants back together.
Well, I know it's a miracle, but maybe the sweat hogs are growing up.
Okay, that's time. Pencils down. Did you hear me? Pencils down.
This is a pen.
You know, I don't think I paced this much when the twins were born.
Parade's over. Clear the grounds.
Come on, Mr. Woodman. I know that the Napoleon's an emperor, but I got hungry. That's how come I put down pastry.
Stop it, Barbarino. I'll take off 2 points for groveling.
Mr. Woodman, how long is it going to take to grade the test?
Oh, it's graded.
Are ready?
I like to stay on top of things.
And?
Oh, by the way, Carter, how are the twins doing these days? I love them.
What's this have to do with the twins? How did Vinny do?
It's embarrassing, Carter. It's very embarrassing.
You failed?
I should have come up with a tougher test.
Knock it off. He only made it by 1 point. Don't get so cocky.
Who would have guessed that he'd know the meaning of mitosis? All right, Barbarino. You're back in the sweat house.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow morning, and don't be late.
Well, I'll see if I can put in my schedule.
Come on.
He's a nice guy. He's a good guy. He's a nice guy. He's a good guy.
Well, Mr. Woodman, tomorrow morning is going to be business as usual.
Unfortunately.
Let me see the test.
Why? You want to take it?
No, I just want to see it. Come on. This test is a very easy test, Mr. Woodman. You wouldn't be turning into a nice guy, would you?
Nonsense, Carter. Don't ever let that get around. Let's change the subject. What do you say we go to a nice single-cell bar?
Honey, did David say you have two uncles that live in Huntsville, Alabama?
No. What are their names?
Well, one's name is Elwood and one's name is Arthur.
Elwood and Arthur?
That's right. They live about 5 miles apart. So one day my Uncle Elwood goes over to see my Uncle Arthur. He said, how's things going, Artie? I said, not too good. I'm trying to sell this here automobile here. No one wants to buy it. He said, well, how many miles you got on it? 142,000 miles? No one's going to buy a car with 142,000 miles on it. Why don't you lower that old speedometer? Just lower it on down there. So he goes back to see him about a week later. He says, well, how'd you do? You sell that automobile? My Uncle Arthur says, why should I sell? It's only got 15,000 miles on it.
Ticket out. Welcome back to that every lane, and they turn around.